And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. It's about we're going to take a break from Open Line for a minute. And joining us in studio, we have Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce joining us this morning. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, as you know, I've been yawning, so a little more sleepy today.
We are both tired. I didn't get to bed till at least midnight last night. When the 4:30 alarm goes off, I want to chunk the my phone across the room. But then I remember these things are expensive. I don't want to chunk it across the room.
Don't do that.
Just in the moment, I'm just like, no. So. All right, Candy. So a few things going on here in Coffeyville, let's hear about it.
Okay, so Coffeyville Community College has a new fine arts theater director. So we want to welcome Chris Otten. More information coming out about some spring plays soon. Give a shout out to Asbury Village. They were our business spotlight of the month for the chamber. So congrats to Asbury. Oh, I heard some really good news the other day. LeClaire Lake was recently restocked, a whole bunch of fish. I want to say, I forgot how many it was, but tons. And that was because of a grant from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Game. So be looking for some wonderful fishing this spring.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great. So
it
got just recently restocked. So they just now restocked it. And the weather outside is going to be good today, tomorrow, these next 2 days will be
so
good days.
So you can actually do it now. Yeah. I was thinking spring, but you're right. You could do it now.
These are going to be good days. Now it's going to turn cold during the weekend, so you may want to get that in today.
Yeah.
Maybe get off work and head on over there.
That's right. So I don't know if you've seen this, but I'm excited to hear that Terebinth is going to now start offering some salads. They have really yummy salads, so along with their paninis. They're having those. And then they have oatmeal that they're doing in the morning now. And I saw a picture, and like, they're not just your plain oatmeals. I mean, these are like blueberry pecan and cranberry walnut and just all kinds of yum stuff. So
I tell you what, whenever my girlfriend's in town, she always has to go by Terebinth. She loves Terebinth.
Yes, so. I do. And they just keep growing and expanding.
Absolutely. So. Which is very good. We love to have those locally owned businesses doing so well.
I love it. Last night, I was at the city commission meeting, and it was so awesome to see. They were giving out awards and recognition to employees that have been there a long time. And I'm telling you what, there was somebody that was, 10 years, 15, 20 plus years. I mean, just long-term employees. And so that says something definitely about our city and the commitment of the employees and just the environment. So shout out to all of those that received recognition last night, and especially shout out to a couple of friends of mine, Stephanie Richardson and Jim Bradshaw. Both of them have been there a long time, too. So it was awesome to see. Some helpful news. So, and you guys probably have even done a story on some of this, but if you received a tax credit this year for childcare or, your child tax credit, you should be receiving a letter from the IRS. Make sure you save it. It will hold up your taxes this year if you don't have it. So they're just telling everybody, when you get that letter, put it in a file, save it. You absolutely have to have that in order to file your taxes and get everything done on time. As you know, the job market is still in flux. Lots of companies looking, but also a lot of employees just trying to figure out what they want to do with job. So there are a lot of job postings right now in Coffeyville. A pretty good range too, not just your retail, but a whole variety of jobs. So if you're looking for a job, you can jump on Facebook. I'm hoping to get some jobs posted on our website. I just haven't had a chance yet this week, but soon. And then, of course, Indeed has a lot of them for the Coffeyville area. So, hey, we do have some upcoming events. Finally, starting to get a few things here coming up.
Good stuff.
Yes. So, on the 21st of this month, the Senior Citizen Luncheon is going on at the Senior Activity Center. It's only $3 to dine in or $4 to carry out. On the 29th at Nellis East Gymnasium is the Raven Hall of Fame. That's on a Saturday. And so if you're interested in attending that, call to get tickets. And then yummy thing that I love coming up on February 3rd is the Taste of Soup, 9th Annual Coffeyville Public Library Taste of Soup.
Oh, I love this event.
I know. I love it.
Get lots of good soup for a good price.
It is, yes. And this is the time of year where those soups are just yummy when it's cold. And so February 3rd, and I'm sure they'll be doing carry out again this year. Mm-hmm. And then they, hopefully everything will be okay by then. And they'll be doing some in-person too. So
I love getting the chili because they do the chili every year. And it's just, if it's cold, that chili hits the spot for sure.
I just love soups. I love soups. Then not too far away from there, save the date, on the 19th of February, Mardi Gras is back, presented by the Caulfield Rotary Club. It is a Rotary event, but it's open to the entire community because they do it as a fundraiser. And if you've never been, oh my, it is so much fun. Costumes and just great music and great Cajun food. And it's just a wonderful night. You can actually call me at the chamber if you want registration information because I am taking tickets for that. I wanted to do one other event that's coming up, that's coming up next week. So last chance for tickets to the Chamber's annual dinner. This is open to the public. I just had a question about that yesterday. Hey, can anybody attend? Absolutely, because we're giving out awards for Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, and we want the entire community to be a part of those awards that we're giving out. So along with the awards, we have Magic by Pete. He's always amazing. We got wonderful dinner, games, activities, and we have a special guest speaker. His name is Craig Flowers. He's a retired colonel and a very wonderful leadership speaker. So a lot of great things happening next Friday. Again, though, you have to get tickets in right now because we have to get all our catering numbers in. So call me at the chamber or any of our staff, and we can get you registered for that. That is all the big events. I just wanted to say one last thing, and that's just a thanks to KGGF, as well as the Journal. Both did some wonderful stories on me and my 5-year anniversary. And so just thank you for that. And I'm excited and looking forward to another wonderful 5 years here at Coffeyville.
Absolutely. No, we love having you in every Wednesday. And I remember my first time interviewing you. I was a little nervous, and you made me feel completely at ease. So it's definitely always a joy to talk to you every Wednesday. Awesome. To see you in.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if anybody does have questions, like you said, you're taking registrations as of right now for the Mardi Gras and all that stuff. If anybody would like to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Sure. Call our office. The number's easy. It's 251-2550. You can also message us on Facebook. You can stop by our office. It's nice and beautiful out. If you call ahead, we'll turn on the icy machine for you, so you can do that.
Love me some ice, even cold weather. I love ices.
Or you can send an email on. Just jump on the website. My email is on there. But love to hear from you anytime. Give me a call.
All right. Well, again, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next Wednesday.
Sounds perfect.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll get back to open line. Before we go, Candy, the Wilson Medical Center question today. I did want to ask you this.
Yes.
And we talked about it off air, but some food is good the next day as a leftover. So what is your favorite leftover food?
I am a soup person. So chilies, potato soup, those type of things, I feel like they get better after they set in the icebox overnight and easy to heat up. So, yes, I love leftover soup.
Yeah, just got to pop it in the microwave and it's good to go. So,
In fact, I have that at lunch today. I brought it from
home. I have some leftover beef stroganoff that I'm gonna fix for lunch. I'm just going to pop that stuff in the microwave and have myself good quick lunch. So,
awesome.
All right. Well, again, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll restart open line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.